There was no stunt he wouldn't consider, and because of his daredevil nature, some have called him the first real-life superhero. After all, he was the first to have his own action figure, just like Superman and Batman. We go to his museum on our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. And we were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Mike Patterson owns the Harley-Davidson dealership in Topeka, Kansas. They specialize in motorcycle restoration and had done work for music legend Jerry Lee Lewis. Lewis was so pleased he passed Mike's name to someone else.
They called us and said they had a friend that had just bought Evel Knievel's Mack truck and it needed repair, and asked if we knew anybody that we could tell them about that could do restorations on a Mack truck. And I got a little overly excited and told them we did Mack restorations, and they believed me.
Mike loved motorcycles and grew up watching Evel Knievel. He wasn't about to let that chance pass him by, and he offered an idea with what to do with that truck.
Literally, we had the museum constructed so the truck could fit in here with an inch to spare. Then we built everything else around it.
The Evel Knievel Museum was born.
We've got everything in here from his motorcycles, his helmets, his leathers, the canes, the jewelry, his clothing.
The exhibits, videos, x-rays of all his broken bones is an impressive collection that captivates people of all ages. And then there's the section that deals with all of the memorabilia, the way Evel made much of his money beyond those famous motorcycle jumps.
He made a lot of money jumping, but the real big dollars, the dollars that were buying his jet airplanes and his yachts, were from the licensing from the toys, from Ideal.
In some ways, Evel was bigger than life. And perhaps that's what was the most difficult thing about being himself.
There's a quote that we have up in the museum, and it says, "I created Evel Knievel, and then he kind of got away from me." Because he had to keep reinventing and doing something bigger.
You can catch the TV version of our story on U.S. Farm Report or by following American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside. In Topeka, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.